hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the National Intel Report. I am not your host, John Stadmiller. I am your host, Michael Herzog, carrying over from my show, The American Awakening. And as for those of you who heard my show at the end, I mentioned to you that John's under the weather. He was able to do cash flow today. But I'll tell you what, this guy's wearing six hats, running around behind the scenes. And as I've told John at least a dozen times, or more than I can count, I don't think I could do what he does. He's a busy guy from eight to faint. So I'm going to take his show today. We're going to do a little bit something a little bit different today, folks. I'm going to have open lines the whole show, so you can call in with your questions or comments. But I wanted to share some stuff with you. You know, John does a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and he's always working to improve this network. And you know, for the most part, he does a good job. There's some programming changes, I understand, that are being made. Now, I'm not privy to all of it because I'm not as close to the network as I used to be. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. They're in Round Rock, Texas. However, there are some changes that I believe are being made for the better. There are some new hosts that are being put on the network. There's some programming changes. I kind of police the network a little bit. I listen to I am an RBN listener when I'm not on the air, and I listen to quite a few shows. I have my favorites, just like you guys do. And what I want to do today is I'm going to have one of the new hosts ride shotgun with me for a while, and I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this lady, who she is, what her background is, and we'll probably kibitz a little bit about some, current events that are going on, and we'll get the input from the listening audience. And, you know, maybe if you guys have any suggestions on how RBN could improve the quality of their programming, I'll be happy to have you give your 2 cents worth. And I think John's doing a good job. He's stretched thin. He's doing a lot behind the scenes, as I said, and evidently it's kind of caught up with him because he is he's sick. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up a new host, and I've mentioned this on my show a few times. A host that is hosting a show. It's an hour, and it comes on at 9 a.m. Central Time. It's called Escape from Freedom, and it's Nadia Shamsedin. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Nadia as soon as I can pull her up here, and I don't know if I've – oh, there we go. Yes. Read a little bit about her bio. She's a former member of the United States Senate and House of Representatives news galleries. Nadia served as a daily news producer and correspondent for two foreign broadcasters reporting from the State Department. Nadia currently writes a newspaper column on important national issues and is at work on a book entitled The Middle East I Knew, Growing Up an Arab American. Now, Nadia is what I would consider to be an expert on the Middle East. I've worked with her a little bit behind the scenes on her programming and so forth. But I'm going to have her, if she would be so kind, as to ride shotgun with me for a little while today. And let's see how long I can corral her. And maybe you guys can get to know her a little bit better. But as I mentioned to you before on my show several times, I wanted to bring her up on John's show today and let John's listeners know that these new hosts that John is putting on the network, I have taken a look at these people, and I'm telling you, I don't know where he's getting them, but he's getting some real quality people. Nadia Shamsedin, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Michael. How are you today?
I am doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I have... Uh-oh. Oh, got to hold you till after the break. Be back in three. Michael Herzog with a National Intel Report, sitting in for John Stadmiller. Be right back, folks, with Nadia Shamsedin.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. Space Program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back. Michael Herzog sitting in for John Stadtmiller. And we're going to do something a little bit different today. The phone lines are open right now, folks. You can call in 800-313-9443. Whatever's on your mind is fine. And what I'm going to do for the first hour here, I have a new host, Nadia Shamsuddin, who has Escape from Freedom on at 9 a.m. Central in the morning. New show, great show. I've heard the show, and I'm hooked on it, and wanted to introduce her. I've already got a caller on the line here from, where is this, the UK, I believe. I wanted to get into a little bit. I wanted you to share with the listening audience, Nadia, a little bit of your background. But I believe we've got a fella calling in from the UK, if I saw this correctly. So let's take him first, okay?
Yep.
Okay. And I've got it down here somewhere. The fella from the UK, what was your name, sir? You're on the air.
Good evening. Sorry. Good evening, Michael. This is PJ, Patrick in Hereford.
Yes, PJ. Okay.
I'll be very brief. This is a compliment to you, Michael Giuliani, John Stadtmiller, and indeed Nadia and RBN. Just very briefly, last night, and you can discuss this later, Robbie Noel put out an outstanding tour de force of a program. I had asked and cajoled friends of mine to listen to RBN, and they listened on that one. They were gobsmacked. It was the best presentation of where we are in this financial crisis and where we are right now in 2008. It was an outstanding piece of work. I just want to thank you all for that program. And indeed, John has mega programs put out over the years on Genesis and on RBN. But if you play it back sometime, maybe you heard it. I know you have a lot to listen to. It was outstanding. Thank you, Robbie Noel. And should you have a blank spot on the station, play that last night's program. It was outstanding. That's all I wanted to say to you folks.
Thank you, Patrick, and I'll make a note of that. Robbie Noel, yesterday's show, of what's going on here. And, folks, if you didn't hear it, I'd suggest you go into the archives and take a listen to Robbie's show. I'll do that as well. Okay, let's back to Nadia. Now, Nadia, you're a new host on the network. You've been here for, what, 2 weeks now? Is that right?
This is the end of my second week.
This is the end of your second week. Okay, and yep. So I want you to give the listening audience a little bit about, tell them a little bit about you and, you know, what you feel you're going to bring to the network, your expertise and so forth. Go ahead. You got the floor, girl.
Well, I'm what you call a third culture kid, which is basically a terminology that was created about 20 years ago when they began to study the sociological patterns of children growing up in two cultures, primarily kids of diplomats, military, and missionaries. And so as such, moving around, living in the Middle East and the U.S. and spending time in Europe, it gave me a perspective on the world that had I grown up 100% in the United States, I would not have had. So it was kind of an adjunct education to my formal education. And that's what I hope to bring to the show is a perspective on things that may be a little bit different and widen the perspective on things that are going on right now in the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me ask you, being as that you've spent you know, a lot of time living in different countries and so forth, and you've lived here as well, what is your sense of the mainstream media throughout the world? I mean, do you feel that the United States, per se, is indeed the most censored country in the world as far as receiving their news, even from mainstream?
Well, I wouldn't say it's the most censored, because obviously there are some countries where there is much greater repression. But we do have it sort of streamlined. You've got to understand that the top media outlets in the United States are owned by a small handful of people. And so when you have monopoly, not just on the mechanism, you have monopoly on the information as well. And, you know, there is an agenda behind it. But I'll tell you, I have a friend here who's Spanish. She's from Madrid. And she says very blatantly, oh, you Americans just have no idea how censored your media is. And you people are brainwashed. And but, you know, there are some countries in the Middle East and South America, where there is a lot of censorship. So I'd say we're somewhere in the middle. You know, every now and then, if you listen to mainstream media, as I do, because I want to hear the other side and I want to hear what's being reported, you'll hear every once in a while, if your ears to the ground, you will hear some astounding things come out of mainstream media. So I wouldn't say that we're censored as heavy-handedly as other countries, but it sure is skewed, Michael. It really is skewed.
Now, let me the corporate ownership of the mainstream media here. Now, does this extend throughout the world? For example, Disney. I mean, do they own networks throughout the world as well as in the United States? Do you know?
That I don't know what their foreign news interests may be. But you know, I have friends that like ABC News, and I tell them, "Do you want to get your news from the same people that own Goofy and Daffy?" Think about it. I don't.
Good point. Well, yeah. Listen, as far as we're on the subject of reporting, because I know, you know, you're pretty much an expert on the Middle East, and I wanted to touch with you regarding the reporting of, and I call it an occupation, not a war, of Iraq. Now, do you get a sense that the, you know, the Middle Eastern countries are reporting more of the truth than the United States is?
Well, that's an interesting question, Michael, because, you know, especially during the first months of the invasion, Al Jazeera got quite a bit of attention in the American media. And it was characterized as being extremely biased and propagandist. But I'll tell you, in the Middle East, they are regarded as being much more truthful about the reporting. And, you know, on the one hand, if you look at information coming out of any war zone where the United States troops are involved, I can understand to some degree why there would be, in the perception of the administration, a necessity for controlling the information that goes out. But it is so distorted because there is an agenda that has to perpetuate itself. You know, this thing in Iraq has taken on a life of its own, and it has to continue to feed itself, if you will. And the only way that it has floated as long as it's had, I mean, look, it's enjoyed a free ride of in people's minds of the approval of the American people now for how many years? People are now beginning to wake up. There are now documented hundreds of lies. There's a report that came out yesterday that I think there are over 500 lies, 900, I'm not sure, but it's up there, about why we went into Iraq. So, you know, according to their agenda, to keep this thing moving, there had to be dissemination of information to the American people about this war to keep the hype going. But thank God, you know, people are waking up and they're realizing that it was all based on a lie.
Mm-hmm. Well, and herein lies the problem is that, you know, this occupation has been going on since March, I believe, of 2003, which is what makes it, it's going on 5 years now. There have been, well, the reports that I've seen, there's, 1.2 million Iraqis have died. Now, I know that their army itself, which they didn't have much of an army, but we're talking about, you know, the so-called insurgents, that's not going to amount to that. But we're talking about women and children, babies. We're talking about displaced people, refugees of what, upwards of, what, 4 million people?
Well, and that's one thing I wanted to talk about, because you don't hear much about the displacement, and it is creating a tremendous amount of social and economic instability throughout the region. And it has changed the landscape, for instance, in Jordan. So many people came across the border. And Jordan is a poor country. They don't have any natural resources. Their primary thing that they've been focusing on in the last decade is tourism. They're trying to, after the peace treaty between Itzhak Rabin and the late King Hussein, was to forge an opportunity where they could have tourists coming over the border. So you have people going into Israel, going on all these big biblical tours. And Jordan said, well, we'd like to come over and we'd like to have you guys come over for 2 or 3 days as an adjunct to your trip to Israel and look at all the biblical sites we have. But that's really all that Jordan has to generate revenue. The average income right now, I think, is about $6,000 a year. So it's a relatively poor country. And then suddenly there is an enormous influx of Iraqi refugees. What are you going to do? These people are desperate. They need a place to go. And so they have been absorbed into the region. But I think Jordan has probably been the one country that has suffered the most from it. Yeah. But, you know, the other thing about this war I wanted to mention to you, Michael, and stop me if you have another question for me. But the impact that it's going to have in the next, I would say, at least two generations in America, it's something you just don't hear a lot about. And there have already been roughly 40,000 men and women who have sought care in the United States after tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. They have sought care for post-traumatic stress disorder and other problems that they've experienced as a result of serving in the war. And, you know, this is something that we haven't even really begun to assess. There have already been suicides among personnel, both in Iraq and when they've returned home. There was a report in the New York Times that over 112 men have been identified as vets from coming back from tours of duty who have been involved in a killing somehow, involuntary manslaughter or murder. But we haven't even begun to realize the social and economic impact on America as a result of this. These guys are going to come home. They're going to have severe injuries, severe mental impairment. They're going to beat their kids, their husband, their wives, and there's going to be an increase of alcoholism, drug dependence. It's really sad to see so many men and women who've sent their kids there and so proud of them that they're serving in the military and they have no idea they're sending their children to the slaughter. And, you know, what's interesting is if you look at just, you don't have to go that back that far. You just look at the way we treated the Vietnam vets. And there are 400 1,000 homeless vets right now on the streets,
right.
Michael.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We got to take a break, and I'm going to explore this a little further when we get back. I have a number of questions that you arose, or you know, that I'm going to ask you as soon as we get back from the break. Michael Herzog, the American Awake, Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report, sitting in for an ailing John Stadtmiller with my guest host Nadia Shamsuddin. Be right back, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back, folks. Michael Herzog sitting in for an ailing John Stadtmiller of the National Intel Report with my guest Nadia Shamsuddin, who has a show on this network at 9 a.m. Central called Escape from Freedom. And I wanted to share with you, Nadia, we're talking about what's happening with these, you know, the ramifications of these people, the veterans and so forth that are coming back from Iraq, and some of them with three or four or five tours of duty, and Afghanistan. And I flew back from Indianapolis on Tuesday. And I was sitting in the airport, and the it's not a flight attendant, it's one of the ladies that's standing behind the counter, work for Southwest Airlines. She got on the speaker and she made an announcement, and she announced to everybody in this complete section of the terminal that we should all stand up and give a rousing applause of an ovation for all of these kids. And there was probably about 60 or 70 of them that were sitting over in a corner that were going off to Air Force boot camp. And, of course, the entire crowd got up, and they're all, yelling and screaming and clapping their hands and so forth. And I thought to myself, the naivety, the ignorance of what these poor kids are getting into, and the naivety and the of the American people that have no idea that this administration, this military-industrial complex, could very well be sending these poor men and women into a meat grinder.
Well, and it's sad, too, because a lot of these families are second and third generation military. And, you know, if you look back when they were serving in World War II or some of the other wars, it had a little bit more nobility to it, a little bit more of a noble cause, I should say, rather than the one that we're in now. But I would imagine it would be very hard for those families to wake up and admit and agree with the reality of the fact that their kids are going off like lambs off to slaughter, and it's not for the noble cause that they'd like to think that it is. And that's sad.
Yes, I just wonder to myself if a lot of these people really have the gut feeling that they know, but they're living in denial over it because they don't want to face the horror of the truth.
Well, they will sooner or later, you know, and unfortunately it may be too late when they do wake up. But I'll tell you, before the break, we were talking about the homeless vets. You know, there's been this story in the news about Fox Noise Network. I won't say the guy's name, but we all know who he is, the obnoxious talk show host there. And don't want to give him any more credence than he's got, but making fun of homeless vets. But they were throwing around, which is horrible in and of itself, but they were throwing around a figure of about 200,000. There, it's more like double that, and it's going to be worse. You look at the economy, and you look at what they are going to be facing when they come back. Some of them are going to have to go on permanent disability. They're going to lose their jobs. Their spouses are going to leave them. It's going to get much, much worse, and it's very sad to me because of all the people in our society, in our country, that we should support. It's those who have gone off and risked their life in foreign wars. But I'll tell you, if you look at just the numbers from the first Gulf War, you know, there were 70,000 men and women that registered their complaints of their symptoms with the Department of Defense. And you know what they came back with, Michael? I don't know if you read about this years ago, but the government came back and said, well, gee, you know, we've been thinking about it, and we've just decided that all your symptoms are attributed by the fact that it's just wartime stress. And that's all it is. And that's such an insult, because these people are having deformed babies. They're breaking down physically and mentally, and there is such a wide array of illnesses that's attributed to what they call the Gulf War Syndrome. I have some theories about what all that was, but it leads me to question what's going to happen when these guys come home. Is it going to be the same scenario? The number's going to be higher? The illnesses are going to be worse?
Well, I know that, and it was one think tank. I'm thinking it was the RAND Corporation that was basically, you know, poo-pooing the depleted uranium and telling people, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. You can literally put it on your cereal, if you would. I'm being facetious, but pretty much that issue. And these people are coming back. You know, you have, and the theories that you have, I'm sure, are probably the same as mine, being, you know, either the effects of depleted uranium, which alters the DNA, or the vaccines that they're giving them, because, you know, the government owns them lock, stock, and barrel, or a combination of both. But, you know, that being said, all of these veterans are coming back, and the government is, of course, the administration gets on TV, and they're touting, you know, support our troops, putting little pink stickers on the back of your SUV or whatever. Yet when these veterans come back after they've done two or three or four or five tours, then they are met with a nightmare in the Veterans Administration. If they do have any PTSD, or if they do have, you know, they come back and their arm is shot off or whatever, it's like pulling teeth to get the Veterans Administration to pay them one thin dime for anything. And I've had callers that have called into my show. I've had Art Burncloud on my show, a veterans activist and so forth. The atrocities, they try to trick these guys into taking it early out with a general discharge and tell them that things will go quicker, only to turn around, the naive soldier will find out that he takes an early out, and then he does, in the small print, he's not getting any benefits by taking that early out.
Oh, I know. It's sad. It's such a betrayal. You know, you go and you serve, quote, your country, and you come back, and that's the thanks you get. But, you know, one thing I wanted to mention quickly is there are military analysts have been warning us now for a long time that these tours of duty, which are back-to-back, guys are not getting enough of a break, are very dangerous.
Okay, let's pick up with that when we get back. We got to go to a break. Michael Herzog sitting in for an ailing John Stadler on the National Intel Report with my special guest, Nadia Shamsuddin. Escape from Freedom, 9 a.m. Central, folks. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Sitting in for an ailing John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report today with my special guest first hour, Nadia Shamsuddin, who has a new show on the network called Escape from Freedom on at 9 a.m. Central, and I would strongly urge you to have a tune in if you can to that show. A lot of excellent information, folks. I tuned in and I'm hooked. So, Nadia, back to where we were. Continue with your thought. You were on a subject here, and I was going to write it down so I didn't forget it, but I forgot to write it down, so I forgot it.
Well, you know, military analysts have been telling us that these tours of duty that have been back-to-back are very dangerous for these men and women in terms of incurring mental illness. And these are just, these are objective military analysts. I mean, they don't have an agenda other than just say, you know what, I'm an expert in this field and this isn't right. This is dangerous. Look, I want, one thing I wanted to point out, because, you know, I was a student of Cherokee Indian history for 2 years. I worked on a huge historical research project as a lead researcher there. And one of the things that was really interesting about their culture, and this is true also for a number of Native American cultures, when the men would go out to war, there would be a ceremony. When the men would come back from war, they would go through a rather involved cleansing ritual, because it was believed if they didn't, that they would bring evil spirits back into the tribe. And, you know, this is a very valid point to bring up, because these men get off a plane and they go right home. There's no transition for them. There's no reentry program, if you will, for them, whereby they go through either a spiritual cleansing, psychological, whatever you want to call it. And I think that the Cherokees had it right. These guys are going to bring back a lot of things into our society that are going to be, are proved to be very detrimental to us.
Go ahead.
Well, and the other thing I wanted to comment on is, you know, we have a Department of Defense. It's not a Department of Offense. And this has been an offensive war. Albeit they wanted to sell it to us as though it were a defensive measure. No, it was purely offensive. And now we know that. But I wanted to mention, I don't know if you ever read the book, The Art of War?
No, I haven't.
By Sun Tzu, the ancient Chinese, incredible history of this man. But it's a classic. And one of the things that he addresses in the book is that long protracted wars are not sustainable. He talks about how they will break down the society that is sending the soldiers, as well as you know, morale among the troops, as well as financially. So you know, a lot of the things, as I have gone through that book and studied different points of it, where I've made notes of it, I don't have it in front of me, but it's been interesting to see how this war has violated so many of the points of one of the most brilliant men in military history, who addressed some of the most important things that need to be considered when going into war. And these people have, this administration has completely ignored them. So in a lot of ways, and in terms of military historical context, a lot of things are being done that are somewhat unprecedented, especially for this country.
Mm-hmm. And I would say it's very safe to say that we are in no way, shape, or form bringing any kind of democracy to Iraq. And I believe also that, you know, as a nation, we are in much more peril from the ire of the inhabitants of many countries in the Middle East simply because of our attitude about it, the occupation of it, our, you know, our alliance with Israel, and the fact that they are the spoiled bully in that particular area. And so we've got these factions over there that, I mean, let's face it, the insurgency, which, you know, what was it, they decided to put this surge in, if you will, to offset the violence and so forth over there. And I don't know whether you noticed this or not, Nadia, but it's been touted on mainstream media through General Petraeus that the surge has been a success. How did they come up with anything so ridiculous as that?
Well, you know, if they say it, it must be true, right? It doesn't matter if it contradicts what they said.
Yes,
10
if it comes
ago.
Off if it comes off of Fox News, you better take it to the bank, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the last thing that was said that people believe, right? And but I'll tell you, you mentioned something earlier about we're quote bringing democracy to them. You know, the people in Iraq, and I don't mean anything negative about them. I'm not summarizing them in any negative context. But the fact is that they, genetically, they're the last vestiges of Genghis Khan, if you look at it historically. And there, it's a known fact that not all societies can be ruled by democracy. In fact, you know, what I hear from some of the Iraqis and that I know through the grapevine is some of them long for the days of their former ruler who was put to death. Because, you know what they say, the evil I know is better than the evil I don't know. And when you have millions of people displaced, millions of people now on the street and displaced within their own country. You know, we were talking earlier about how other countries have absorbed them, but there are many just displaced and had to move into different regions in Iraq as well, still looking for resources to sustain everyday life. And that's been a real challenge for them. But, you know, this idea that we can take democracy and just slap it on top of, smear it on top of a chaotic society that is steeped in a deep history of conflict is really politically naive. And, you know, that's unfortunately, that's kind of the mind frame of most Americans, is just they're politically naive and they're historically naive.
And what's sad, if I might add to it, is this propaganda that is continually spewed forth about the insurgency is really the majority of that is just people who have had their own country occupied that want it back and want us out of there. And the only hope that we as Americans have, as you mentioned a few minutes ago regarding, you know, it destroys both countries. It destroys the country that's being occupied and also the country that sent the troops. And so, you know, we've got this issue that something's got to be done here, and the only hope we have to right this ship and bring it back and bring the troops home, because you looked at both sides of the aisle and all these candidates are up there putting on their show, the puppets for the powers that be, the only hope we've got is Ron Paul, for crying out loud, and he's not getting any time at all, although he did win. He won in Louisiana, and he won the MSNBC debate last night. But I'll tell you what, Nadia, let's take a call here. You want to?
Sure.
All right. The phone lines are open, by the way, folks. This is an open line Friday, and you're welcome to call in with your thoughts, comments, or whatever on any topic you want to, because, frankly, I will share this with you. John was sick. He was unable to do his show today, and he came on just before my show started, and he asked me if I would do his show for him, of which I've, kindly consented, but I had nothing prepared. I had my show today. Nadia was kind enough to come on, and we'll talk a little bit about the Middle East. But second hour here, I want to get your input, folks, because I have nothing to talk about other than what the subject content that you bring me. So with that, let's go to Don in Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael and Nadia. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Don.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You guys are you're touching sentient nerves now. You know that, don't you?
Well, that's what we like to do here on RBN.
Okay.
You have to speak up a little bit, Don. Are you speaking into the phone?
I am.
Okay, go ahead.
See, your voice is down. Nadia's is up. Okay?
Oh, okay. Well, do you have a question for us?
Well, I just wanted to point out the fact that everything that you said so far is pretty poignant to me. I'm a non-vet. Times two. I'm without part of a left leg. And,
oh, I'm so sorry.
But don't, it's no big deal. I got screwed over. I got conned into the same thing these kids are getting conned into now back then. And everything you say is, you know, it's true, but, you know, I knew that a long time ago. And this point about bringing it up to the matter of awareness of these second, third, fourth generation familial members that won't acknowledge this to themselves is very true. I experience it on a daily basis. But what you say also is very interesting. I mean, you, Nadia, about the spirituality aspect of it for my indigenous brethren and sisters, especially when it comes down to doing things like going to a sweat and experiencing that spiritual release, which is an important aspect of recovery as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You touched on it, and that hit another nerve. And as well, you were talking about the litigious issue about not recognizing what's being done to the psychology of these individuals that experience this, quote, trauma, end quote, of war. I don't know if you're aware of it, but there is now a very infamous case out there that went to the United States District Court for the Northern District of California through the firm of Morrison and Forster. It was a complaint for declaratory relief and injunctive relief under the United States Constitution and the Rehabilitation Act. It's a very extensive document. It touches on the nefariousness of the Veterans Administration and the Department of Justice through the Attorney General. They're all cited in there as defendants. And it includes up to 800,000 people in a class action that have issues that are not being addressed. That's 800,000. So it's pretty extensive. That's to say it's pervasive across this country. And what you're saying is very true. I do know a little bit about PTSD. I live with it daily. And, you know, you guys, you hit some sensitive areas there. And I just wanted to acknowledge that I appreciate what you're doing, what you're talking about, relative to this issue and the context for which you brought forward. And I support you in what you're doing. Nadia, thank you. I enjoy your input in this. I enjoy your research and what you've done. And you have really, really piqued my curiosity with that you have done with the Cherokee Nation, per se, given the fact that my lineage goes back to the Chickasaw. We're brothers.
Yeah, they were one of the great five the southern tribes,
right,
of the Chickasaw.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And at any rate, I just wanted to chime in and say, you know, that this is, it's a sensitive thing, but yeah, I agree with you, and some of the ideas I have about what to do and how to do it, it gets back to the big overall picture, what to do, how to do. We have to go back, and we have to take the indoctrination out of the mindset, and we have to re-educate. And if we can't do that, if we can't pull that off, if there isn't enough time, well, you know all the worst-case scenarios, and I don't even need to go over that. So I just wanted to say what I had to say, and thank you. I appreciate your show in the morning, Nadia, as well. I just
thank you for listening.
I wanted to point out, I would like to talk to, if I could, to Dr. Maksud. I wanted to call and say something, but I missed you the other morning, because I did have some valid questions that I'm really appreciative of his words.
Well, if you email me, just shoot me an email, and then we can converse on that. Nadia@republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, I can do that.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate the input, partner. Okay, Nadia, let's go to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on with Michael and Nadia. Go ahead, partner.
Hi, how are you today? Just want to make a comment on what Nadia said about the soldiers coming back from Iraq and what they're bringing with them.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, what they're actually bringing with them is the evil spirits. I don't know how many people will agree with me on that, but that's what I believe.
Well,
I would agree with you because look, we're spirit beings. That God created us with a spirit, and we're conduits for the spirit world, right? And that area has been dominated. I mean, that's the oldest civilization in the world. Iraq was at one time what was called Mesopotamia, the Fertile Crescent, considered the cradle of civilization. And so you've had every god, every idol, every imaginable false religion and demonic idol that has been worshipped there for thousands of years. And you mix that with some of the other current religious persuasions, and they're open. They're like an open target.
Yeah, so perhaps we need a sign at the borders of America saying "No evil spirits allowed."
If only that would work.
Well, my name is actually, I'm Steve, the sign guy. I used to call him the Rick Adams Show, but I used to demonstrate at the White House, and I started off supporting Bush. But in 2006, not to boast, but I did a 21-day fast of fruits and vegetables. And if you want to see evil spirits, just go to 1600 Pennsylvania and fast and pray, and you'll see the oppressive spirits that are all over the place there, especially with the homeless. That was really laid on my heart. After I woke up and found out that George Bush worships Lucifer, then I turned against him.
Are you talking about the Skull and Bones?
Yeah, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove was the one that really upset me the most. And
yeah.
I guess a video where I was at 1600 and I said George Bush is not a Christian, Google Bohemian Grove.
Rick Adams actually had somebody a few months ago on his show, John Clarke, who has written a wonderful book, well-documented, called Christian Words, Un-Christian Actions. And it's really a treatise on the fact that George Bush is not who he says he is in terms of being a Christian. There's no way he could be for the things he's been involved in, and he has never recanted. So I would suggest to my listeners, if you're interested in that subject, that's an excellent book.
Yeah, and as far as I'm concerned, I think the greatest power we have is the sword of the Spirit, which is in our mouth, if we really believe that. And we can slay the wicked with the truth coming out of our mouth.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Good point, Steve. And I remember I listened to Rick Adams' show, and I remember you calling in there on a number of different occasions, with reports.
I'd like to make my way back to 1600, maybe in the spring, because I had I like the Hebrew name, Yahshua or Yahuwah for the Father. And it was laid on my heart that we should have a feast for the homeless at 1600 Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of experience with getting permits there. And, the greatest power to fight against these people is the power of the love of our Heavenly Father. And, feast for the homeless, have them all come down there with their carts. I've got internet, and you could send a video. Let each one of them send a video email to the president, to Congress, and there's a lot of, homeless veterans, I know that Martha's Kitchen used to feed the homeless at Lafayette Park, and the White House financed it so if they would go to one of the other parks, so people wouldn't see the homeless right there close to the White House.
Well, that's a great idea. I commend you on that.
Okay, well, Steve, listen, got to run. We're coming up on a break, man. I appreciate the input. Great idea. And maybe we should look into that a little bit further. I think, if we had about 20,000, 30,000 of them out in front of the White House with their shopping carts, Nadia, you think that would get anybody's attention these days?
It just might.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. We're going to go take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Nadia Shamsuddin, Escape from Freedom, 9 a.m. Central Time, folks. Be right back with the National Intel Report.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. It really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You're
tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With the National Intel Report, Michael Herzog sitting in for an ailing John Stadtmiller with my special guest, Nadia Shamsuddin, who has escaped from freedom 9 a.m. Central Time on RBN's network. Now, the phone lines are open, folks, and they're going to be open for the whole rest of the show, 800-313-9443. And I'm going to go, I think, if it's the same person, it was DJ in Illinois, but it says BJ on my screen. But let's go to whichever, whether it's BJ or DJ in Illinois, you're on with Michael and Nadia. Go ahead.
Yes, it's me. I would like to bring up a couple things. You mentioned Arthur Brinkloud, and
yes.
We're having a terrible time catching up with each other when one is not running for an appointment. He is aware of the means that the real, and I stress real and properly used, must be stressed, usage of essential oils for dealing with PTSD from all sources, combat, yes, but all sources, people who have been terrorized by criminals, you name it. And I'm curious, Nadia, have you ever heard of Dr. David Stewart's work with this?
No, I haven't, but I have done some study about essential oils, and it is known that the American diet is dangerously low in essential oils, don't get from fish oils, as well as the omega-3 in the vegetable group.
Well, that would be a heavy factor, too. But these particular ones, I'm talking about like your frankincense, the essential oils, the lifeblood of the plants distilled, those essential oils. The Native Americans have used them, I should say the Native peoples have used them for millennia. They have understood the usage of the herbs. And when you prepare herbs in different ways, it releases the oils that are dried in them. But if you have the actual distilled essential oils through aromatherapy as well as the different entry points in the body, it's amazing what can be released if the person is ready to release it. And
that's
it is
very
a spiritual experience.
Yeah. And who did you say the doctor was?
Dr. David Stewart. He has a publication called The Chemistry of the Essential Oils Made Simple. It is a treatise on that. And his subtitle on that would be God's Love Made Manifest in Molecules. He also has...
Well, it would be hard to believe that our Creator would put us on Earth and then expect us to kind of figure it out through pharmaceuticals, how to treat ourselves. I believe He has provided in nature everything that we need.
Oh, definitely. That is one of the things He teaches. Another one of his books that is not a casual book, but it's also easy to read, is called The Healing Oils of the Bible. And in it, he goes into the various constituents of the oils and what they do, the various known constituents. There are still many that aren't known, but you have such a synergistic effect. And in the part of the chemistry, and it was indeed a privilege to get some studies under him, was his direct explanation and his drawing out the molecules of how a pharmaceutical is many times derived. They find the beneficial components, this is what I'm paraphrasing, and then they take that, narrow it down to a molecule or two, change the molecule so that it can be patented, and that's where it becomes toxic as well.
Mm.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, thank you for the input. Thank you for the telephone call, DJ. We've got to go to the break here. Second hour coming up with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog sitting in for an ailing John Stadtmiller with my special guest, Nadia Shamsuddin, who has agreed to stick around with me and ride shotgun a little bit further. And when we get back at the top of the hour, Nadia, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what Donald Rumsfeld, the guy that was supposedly dropped out of the scene, is up to. So stick with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes, folks. Stay right there.